You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Diamondbacks take on the Dodgers. J.D. Martinez is fresh off a four-home run game on Monday, but it's Daniel Descalso who does damage with the bat on Tuesday.
One-out double and a walk here in the fourth inning. Now Descalso going the other way, deep down the line and left. That ball's got a chance, and it's off the wall. Ethier gets it back in. Martinez will score with no throw. Descalso's got an opposite field double with Drury taking third base, and it's 1-0 Diamondbacks, and Descalso almost had himself a three-run homer there. It was called a ball. He took a step onto the plate and was heading back to the dugout. He grinds this one deep right center. Back on it, Martinez, and this one is gone to tie the ball game at one. Dodgers are on the board, and they've tied it against Greinke and the Diamondbacks on Grandal's 19th of the year. The 0-1 pitch, and Granderson hits it. Deep right center field, Pollock back, calling for it. Taylor tags. There's the catch, there's the tag. Here he comes to second, here's the throw, he got a play. He is out at second base. Pollock gunned him down from center field. So Pollock nails Taylor trying to advance from first to second. There's your double play, a little different than we thought we'd get.
Bounce to third, stays fair for Turner. Coming home, and he throws it away. Herman scores. Here comes Pollock, and it's 3-1 Diamondbacks. Herman was racing toward the plate. Turner came home, and he threw it right by Grandal.
I'm not so sure Grandal ever saw that throw from Justin Turner. You can see coming right down the line. Right down the line. I think Chris Herman screened the throw. I don't think Grandal ever saw it. He didn't react to the throw until very late, but you can see right down the third baseline, which is right where Chris Herman is. And Grandal just clanked that throw.
Here it is, and it's a ground ball to first. Descalso's got it. And the Diamondbacks have won their 12th consecutive ball game.
That ties a franchise record. 3-1 Arizona is your final in 10. The Diamondbacks pick up the victory despite mustering just 4 total hits in the game. Los Angeles has now lost 10 of 11. Chris Herman entered this contest as a pinch runner in the 10th inning. He would come in to score on a crucial 2-run error by Yasmani Grandal.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting play. The ball went right down the line, and Turner didn't really have a great, you know, lane to throw at home plate, and it hit me in my left shoulder, actually. So just kind of a coincidence that it hit me. It worked out for us. We got 2 runs, and we came out with the victory. So, you know, just another great ball game that we got to play tonight. Another win, 12 wins in a row. Wow, I can't believe it. It's been awesome.
Just keeps rolling, and you have a chance now to win the series again. It would be the 4th straight series win tomorrow.
Yeah, we need to get another sweep. Keep it rolling. So, I don't know. We've just been playing such great baseball, and we're just having a lot of fun. The clubhouse has been awesome. Everybody's just excited to be at the ballpark, it seems like. So, let's just keep it going, and let's see what happens.
You know, you also win the season series with the Dodgers, considering, you know, you look at how many wins they have this season. That's quite a feat. Closing them out is never easy. What was Fernando able to do there?
What was who?
Fernando.
Oh, you know, just locating all his pitches, using his fastball. His changeup was great again tonight. Got a couple key rollovers that inning. And, yeah, it's just a typical Rodney, just coming out and doing his job like a true veteran he is. So I love Rodney, man. He's a great guy. We can always count on him to close the game for us.
One last thing for you. Starting pitching has been so key during these 12 straight wins. Last night with Ray, tonight with Greinke, 14 and two-thirds innings from the two starters, 20 strikeouts, 1 run, 1 walk. That kind of sums it up, doesn't it? What does it mean to have this kind of starting pitching right now?
It's awesome. It keeps the game. You know, we didn't really come out swinging the bats all that great tonight, but, you know, some crazy stuff happened in the 10th inning there. In my honest opinion, I think pitching wins baseball games. You know, you have a good 5-man rotation. Every guy has been contributing big time this year. We're going to be pretty successful, and, you know, things are going to go our way as long as those guys just come out and compete and keep pitching the way they have all year long. So it's been a lot of fun watching those guys and, you know, helping them get through games.
Zach Greinke gets a no decision in this one, but he pitches well against his former club and lowers his ERA for the year to 3.01.
Feels really good playing great baseball, and tonight was another one of those nights we played really good. It's been fun.
7 innings, just one run, with the only, do you feel like the only mistake was the pitch to Grandal?
That was definitely one. Pitch didn't make a lot of mistakes, but I'm going to make more than one mistake every game, but made some. I hit a couple balls hard, really good defense again today, and pitched good for the most part, but I'm going to make some mistakes. Grandal obviously made me pay for that one.
What was the play that AJ made throwing the guy out of second?
I saw it on TV, though. I thought it was, I don't know, was he ready right away, like come up firing, or did he come up, he came up pretty good. I thought it was actually a good play by their guy, too. It just was a really good throw by AJ. It's nice. I think it's a good risk-reward for their team. It just worked out for us. Just that's how we're playing right now.
Tuesday's win means the Diamondbacks maintain their 6.5 game lead for the top NL wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Torey Lovello.
I was unsure what happened. I know it was an aggressive baseball move, and Chris did it perfectly. He slid in the direction of where the catcher was, and whether it was deflected or not, it was a key play, key moment, and it led to two runs. And I thought AJ did a heads up, was very heads up on the backside of that and scoring that second run. So we did a lot of little things today. The throw from AJ that knocked down that tag from first to second, timely plays, defensively double plays. Zach was outstanding, so it was a nice one for us.
When you look at the lack of offense in this game from both sides, mm-hmm. did you like, I mean, obviously you didn't get one against Jansen, but mm-hmm. David worked a wall, Baez walked the first two. What did you like about kind of grinding some of those at-bats?
Well, it told me that our guys were eager and hungry and understood what the at-bat was asking for. Those are good moments. Those are the types of games that you can't have a shutdown mentality. It was a grinding type of win, as you said earlier, and we expected to win the game. That's the mode that we're in. That's what we've done all year long, and we'll enjoy it. We're gonna feel it for the rest of the night, and then see where that leads us tomorrow.
The Diamondbacks will go for the series sweep and a 13th straight win on Wednesday with Taijuan Walker on the mound.